Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. To paraphrase a famous Cole Porter song, birds do it, chimpanzees in the zoo do it, and some courageous kangaroos do it. It's not love we're speaking of, but something we all do, yawning.
You had to say it. Now you have me doing it.
It's contagious.
And lots of theories attempt to explain not only why it's contagious, but why we yawn at all. Hippocrates, a physician in the 4th century BC, believed it expelled bad air while increasing the good air in the brain.
That may be why one of today's theories posits that yawning increases blood oxygen levels while decreasing carbon dioxide levels. Yet so far, no science has proven this link. Another theory is that yawning plays a role in regulating brain physiological processes such as trying to stay awake.
Just like during one of your lectures.
Please, Dave, your lectures are verbal somnex. In any case, yawning does nothing to keep us more alert. Then there's the thermoregulation hypothesis, which says yawning affects brain temperature, but the supporting data is a stretch.
If there's no obvious physiological reason for yawning, could there be a social one? Across cultures, yawning is interpreted as a sign of boredom or fatigue. So the hypothesis is it's a form of nonverbal communication that synchronizes the behavior of a group.
As we saw when we started the episode, yawning is contagious. However, it's only contagious in people with intact social competence. For example, people with autism or schizophrenia are not susceptible.
What about animals? Chimpanzees are susceptible to contagious yawning, while lions are not, and dogs vary. However, yawning appears to be much more complex because, don't forget, people and animals also yawn when alone.
It's hard to believe something as common as yawning continues to confound us. We're Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com and let us know if this made you yawn.